Aren't you going to giggle? Hey, everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Sam.
And this is The Bottom Line.
Our episodes are sponsored by Marine Data Solutions and Salt 2 at Group Brown.
Marine Data Solutions, no throttling, no contract, unlimited data, and
no oil spills.
We've never had an oil spill with them. And?
And Salty Rags keeps us from being naked.
Okay, you don't want to see me naked, and she's not getting naked. Nope. And now we're going to have to come up with something new because Salty Rags said, hey, look, we also do bedding. I'm like, bedding? So maybe naked between the sheets?
Yeah, comfortable.
I don't know. Naked. Listen, we love you guys. We're going to do this as long as you guys want to see us do it.
Yes.
I mean, we're not driving Ferraris. We ain't getting rich off of this.
Definitely not.
Okay, but anyway, to give back to the community, let's do some shout-outs.
Okay, shout-out to Les's Subblog.
Les's Subblog. Yes. Listen, you guys got to look it up. Les's Subblog. All right, here's what it is. Les is the captain of Axis.
Yes.
I did that walkthrough.
Yeah.
A really nice guy. I actually sat in the sub.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of us in the sub.
Yeah.
So what Les does is he works for a guy who owns Walker's K Island.
Island, yeah.
Guy owns a whole island.
That's awesome.
I mean, talk about if he, you know, talk about if he ever wanted to be turned to evil. He's got his own island.
All right.
But anyway, Les runs one of his mega yachts. And Les is doing this thing called Les's Subblog, and he's got some really cool information. If you've never been in a sub, it answers a lot of questions. If you ever want to be in a yacht sub, you get a better picture of it.
Yeah.
So go check Les's Subblog out.
Yes.
Next.
Also, shout out to Fort Lauderdale Yacht
one.
Crew. Yes.
Fort Lauderdale Yacht Crew.
Yes.
We love Fort Lauderdale Yacht Crew.
We love you.
Let me tell you something. Those guys do an awesome job over there. Do you know they actually have like 40 or 50 groups?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not only that. They do Antibes. They do Antigua.
Oh.
They actually have one in Thailand.
Nice.
But you know what? Well, those guys just do such a pro job, and they put our show on most of those. We're worldwide through Yachting International Radio. Through these guys.
Nice.
I mean, that's a big shout out to you guys. If you are new crew, or even if you're experienced crew, definitely sign up.
Yes.
Because it's a wealth of information.
I agree.
Yeah. But, you know, haters will still hate. So kind of get through the drama of yacht crew. Because you see that there, too.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Okay, next.
So, industry news.
Oh, what do we got?
America's Cup news.
Oh, America's Cup news.
America's Cup.
Guess what? Last week we covered America's Cup boating accidents.
Yes.
Where the boat almost sank.
Yes.
But someone thought we did a terrible job. What was his name?
Jack McGregor.
Oh, Jack said, why don't you leave the... He said, sailboat news, awful. Skip it. Why don't you leave that to the sailors? You motorboaters keep motorboating.
Yep.
So, Jack, what we're going to do is we're going to do the real factual news.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
And by the way, didn't you used to sail on a Whitbread Maxis?
Did I sail on a Whitbread Maxi?
Yeah.
Why, yes, Sam, I did.
So.
Probably before Jack was born.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so. what are we doing with America's Cup? Here's the deal. Unfortunately, the U.S. boat's out.
Yep.
Okay, they were unable to make the cut. So that leaves two left. That means leaves the UK and
Italian.
And Italy.
Yep.
Okay. So on the February 13th, they're going to start duking it out. And the first one to win seven races will actually be the challenger to New Zealand for America's Cup.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to use my very limited experience in sailing, and I'm going to make a bet that it's the Italians that take it. And I'll tell you why. Because they've already beat the UK boat twice in December.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as far as the Italians and the New Zealanders, I have no clue. Matter of fact, in New Zealand, everybody's shaking their heads. They have no idea who's going to win.
But, you know, UK could come back. They could be the underdogs.
They could be the underdog, like the Super Bowl.
Underdog.
Tom Brady, the underdog. Yep. Is he the underdog? No.
No, Tom Brady's always on the list.
But anyway, hey, by the way, American boat is out. Mm-hmm. But the thing with America's Cup is everybody's a winner because this is not just a sailboat race.
Yeah.
This is a technology race.
Yeah.
The stuff that they're doing pushes sailboats into the future and gives us all kinds of other options in the pleasure boating industry. So we're all winners.
Yep.
Okay, next.
So court declares Perini Navi bankrupt for future uncertain.
Ugh. Okay, this is sad news.
Yeah.
Perini Navi are bankrupt.
Yes.
Court just figured that out. They looked through the books, and it's a classic example of you owe this much and you have this much.
Yeah.
Okay. If you know, we all have been there, but this is a company. Now, Perini Navi's rich in sailing history.
Yeah.
I saw First time I saw Preeny Navi was in Antigua in 91. That was a year after the 47-meter Andromeda was launched. Beautiful boat. Beautiful. Unbelievable. All the Preeny Navi boats are pieces of art. Mm-hmm. I really hope they save this. Oh, by the way, I raced against a Preeny Navi in a St. Bart's bucket.
Did you win?
I didn't win, but no, I was there, Jack, okay, as captain. Uh-huh. All right, anyway, so what's happening? Okay, so in 2019, they showed a $100 million deficit. In the first quarter of 2020, they showed a $121 million deficit. I don't have the numbers going forward, but as you can see, it's a downward trend. There have been a couple of companies that are interested in trying to get involved to take over. One of them is the Ferretti Group.
Yeah.
Powerboats.
Powerboats.
Okay, and another one is San Lorenzo.
Yep.
They make powerboats too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
That's powerboats taking over sailboats.
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be an uphill battle regardless, okay? The court is going to go back in June and decide what they can do. I guess in Italy it's a little different. Mm-hmm. They might just say you have to sell everything and pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
If somebody buys a company, there are still some boats in construction. One boat, Larry Allison has under construction a Preeny Navi, and right now that's $68 million worth of boat. So whoever buys his company or takes over the debt also has to take into account Larry Allison wants his boat finished. Now, one of the major shareholders in Preeny Navi has stated that he'll personally guarantee that these boats get built. That's kind of nice.
That is really nice.
Yes. So I hope Preeny Navis are awesome boats. Yeah. I hope they get this squared away.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
So we're going to do Crew Corner.
What's in Crew Corner this week?
Fake profiles and new crew.
Is my profile fake?
No.
No. You know why my profile's not fake? Because if you go through my profile, you'll see nothing but boats and boat-related stuff and pictures of the bridge and me on the bridge with pictures of the bridge telling you how much I'm working.
From years ago, too.
Yeah, from like centuries ago, back when I was a sailboat captain. Okay, but what's happening is back on one of our family part is Fallari Yacht Crew over the weekend, big blow-up about fake profiles.
Yep.
Now, what's a fake profile?
Someone who catfishes you.
What's a catfish?
When you're pretending to be someone that you're not.
Okay, so apparently.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of guys now that are pretending to be captains.
Yep.
And to do two things. One, to cause chaos.
Yes.
Okay? They just start arguments. Okay? And then the second one is to date.
Date, yep.
Okay. These are both bad reasons to have fake profiles. But the funny thing is, the guy who creates the fake profile starts calling people out, and then his other profile that's him,
real one,
is backing him up.
Yeah.
They like talk back and forth to make it sound legit. Okay, so I'm going to show you how easy it is to create a fake profile. What should my name be?
Doug number two.
How about Big Dick?
No.
Fake profile. I can be whatever I want. Big D. Big D.
Big D.
I didn't mean
D.
Big Dick. Yeah. I meant Big D. All right, here we go. Big D.
Big D.
And that's how easy it is to create my fake profile, Big D. And here he is to explain what Big D wants to do on
What's
the
up?
Internet. Go ahead. That's right. I'm Big D. I'm a brand new Facebook profile. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to date. I don't even own a boat. I'm not even a captain. I had a license for about 10 years ago, but I don't use it. I'm going to try and get you to relax a little and interview late at night, and maybe you have a couple of drinks, and maybe we get busy. Well,
what an interesting character.
What an interesting, good-looking guy. Okay, Sam, what can we do what can you tell new crew to keep themselves from getting involved in this?
So, to make sure you're not getting catfish, you should definitely check out their profile first. Look for pictures of boats, like Doug says, he has a bunch of
them. We love boats.
Yes, and their profile pictures. Also see, like, how far back the pictures go. If they're all recent, that's probably a red flag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's let him tell us what he's trying to do.
Yes.
Go ahead. So that's basically, you know, you guys got to watch out for a guy like me, all right? That's just a fact. I'm looking to date. I'm going to send you pictures that you're not going to like. I'm going to try and get you out, and hopefully you get drunk enough where you think if you do something, I'm going to get busy. So watch out for me. He's the legit guy. I'm not. Well, okay, so he's trying to date you.
Yes, Stay away from BD.
Yes, stay away from Big D. All right. If you ever see a guy on Facebook or wherever arguing with me and his name's Big D, guess what? That's me.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah.
but I don't need to do that.
Don't do that.
Anyway, listen. My name is Doug.
And my name's Sam.
And this is Big D. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just remember. All right. Do your homework.
Yes.
Do your research.
Yes.
You should be interviewing on the boat. Okay, interviews do not include dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And if you get big D pics, big D pics.
Hopefully you don't, but...
Report it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm Doug and Doug.
And I'm Sam.
All right, and that's the bottom line.
Bye.